This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Maria Zeba. Maria is the Director of International Affairs with the National Pork Producers Council. Maria, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me on, Tony.
Let's start with probably something at the top of people's list, and trade is definitely there. And it's not just trade, it's the disruption of trade. And many will believe that it's affecting the pork market. What are you seeing?
Well, we've faced a number of difficult challenges in the past year. We were on the Mexico retaliation list, where we had a 20% duty placed on our pork and pork products, and that cost our industry $1.5 billion on an annual basis, or $12 a hog. And as a lot of producers out there know, that margins are pretty tight, and that's a lot of money to be losing per animal. We've also faced a major headwind in the Chinese market, where we have faced a 50% retaliatory tariff because of the metals dispute and the intellectual property dispute that is ongoing between China and the United States. Unfortunately, when you add the existing tariffs plus those retaliatory tariffs, that means that our products going into China face a minimum of 62% retaliatory duty, or just a duty in general. That obviously is very hard for our producers to compete when nobody else in the world is having to pay a 62% duty on the product. And it's costing us $8 off the price of each hog sold in the U.S. So it's definitely a very hard climate for our producers to be in.
Does anybody have any even ballpark figure of how many head have been affected by African swine fever, ASF, at this point?
You know, we don't know exactly. We're not very sure. The Chinese government, we've seen some unofficial figures that go into the millions, but nothing is very certain, as your listeners know very well, when it comes to Chinese data. So I don't want to speculate. But unfortunately for us, these retaliatory tariffs that are put on our products, despite the unprecedented opportunity to sell U.S. pork in China, and you know, the Chinese having their pork production significantly reduced because of African swine fever, because we face those retaliatory duties, it's not really it puts us at a disadvantage. When I've said that other importers don't really have to pay that extended duty, so it's, for us, it would be a great opportunity for us had we not have to pay that 62% tariff.
Speaking of opportunities, if you want to look at a good market for U.S. pork, you don't have to go across an ocean to find it. You can actually find it just right across a border. We've got Mexico and Canada as part of a USMCA free trade agreement. And that's the next question. What's the update on trade agreements today?
Well, the National Pork Producers Council has been a very strong advocate of passing the USMCA. I actually spoke on a panel this morning at the Atlantic Council, I was talking about the importance of the Mexican and Canadian markets to our producers. Over 40% of our exports go to Canada and Mexico, and Mexico is a big market for us, and that's why we need to pass USMCA, because we need to maintain that predictability and stability in the marketplace. We can't go on not knowing whether we're going to have a USMCA in the future, and it's very important for our producers to make sure that we can move forward and go look beyond Canada and Mexico and look at negotiating future trade agreements like with Japan. As long as this USMCA vote hangs over us, it's really difficult to go pursue other avenues or other countries.
Hey, Maria, you mentioned Japan. Is there any concern at this point about some barriers to trade with Japan? Are we seeing any barriers right now that could come down with the free trade agreement?
Japan is our largest export market in terms of value. Last year, we exported $1.6 billion. However, we are facing some major headwinds because our biggest competitors have negotiated free trade agreements with the Japanese. And I'm talking about Canada, Mexico, Chile through the CPTPP or the new TPP deal. And the Europeans have negotiated a trade agreement with the Japanese. Currently, those countries are able to export their pork and pork products to Japan and not have to pay a duty that's as high as the United States. You know, it's not very sustainable for our producers to continue to hemorrhage in that market, and we're facing some major headwinds here, not only in that Japanese market where we face a tariff disadvantage, but also around the world. I've mentioned China, and the list kind of goes on.
Oh, and I guess if we're going to throw that in, is Taiwan on that list as well?
You know, Taiwan, we've always wanted to be able to export to Taiwan, but, you know, they put up some unjustified barriers to trade on our pork products. And, you know, it's very difficult for our producers to export. And it's very politically sensitive in Taiwan. I'd say that we also would love to see a trade agreement in the Philippines and perhaps expand our exports to the Philippines. In Thailand, that has been a big market where we have we see potential in that market, but unfortunately, because of domestic issues and frankly, they don't want to compete with our wholesome, high quality product, they have locked us out of that market. So we're pushing we're pushing ahead on as many markets as possible, and especially in Southeast Asia.
I guess the final question here, and I know we've touched on it at least from a few different angles, but I guess let's hit it straight head on. Opportunities to grow market share. Are you optimistic about this at this point?
Yeah, I think that we could have a deal with Japan, and that would open the doors for us to move ahead and negotiate with other countries in Southeast Asia. Like I mentioned, the Philippines would be at that top of the list. Right now, you know, our focus is passage of USMCA so we can move forward onto Japan and other Southeast Asian countries. But we also need to have a resolution on China. You know, there is unprecedented opportunity, but that opportunity is likely to go to our competitors if we don't get this fixed fairly quickly.
Maria, thank you for your time. Thanks for the work that you continue to do for the industry. If we wanted to keep up with what's going on with the National Pork Producers Council, how do we find you online?
www.nppc.org, or you can follow us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook.
Again, Maria Zeba is Director of International Affairs with the National Pork Producers Council and joins us on today's Agribusiness Report.